Hi, this is Natalie Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs in your RSS feeds. You can use your own music of choice in the background through the app's approval, or you can choose from the different selections that they have within the app. There's simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared in the bonus. Oh my gosh, the actual bonus is that you can get paid from different sponsors per segment, and the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners. It will send frequent notifications on where it's been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, YouTube, and plus so much more. If you ever think that you have a zen, you know, a passion for doing podcasting, please, Anchor App is the best way to go. And the segment of the day is called "The Bridges Have Burned Down" to make sure that you move forwards, not backwards. It's time to stay focused on the road that lies ahead. That is so true. There are so many times that we can be on our vibration, and sometimes universe and God will close that door for us before it closed the door on us. And it's just certain things does not need to be in a repetitive action. You know, there's a lot of times we don't realize we're going through repetitive cycles because there's things that we are not realizing yet, or things we're not letting go of, or there's things that is just not being accepted. And there's times you have to be able to allow yourself to accept, learn, live, and let go. You know, everything is happening for a reason. You know, if it's something there that's nourishing towards you, trust and believe universe is going to keep you constantly connected. But there are certain things that are not used to being, having to stay there consistently in your life. Not everything is meant to stay there. There's things that's going on that teaches us to love, to learn, to hurt, to anger. You know, there's going to lie, decept, use, you know, all these different things. But these are the lessons that we need to learn to get towards the next level. You know, we're moving consistently. You know, we don't even realize how fast we're moving, you know, when things are like, oh my gosh, it's just not really changing. You don't realize the things that we're going through is changing us for the better. And it just really takes us to really step back and look at things from a different perspective. When we look at everything negative, it's always going to be negative. We're not going to allow ourselves to enjoy the change of the process of the progress that we're going through. You know, and being able to see it's a learning experience. It taught me to be a better person, and told me and also taught me to be very self-aware of different things that's within my surroundings, within myself, things that I need to know, the things that I need to pay attention to, things that I need to focus on, add weight of concern, or even allow ourselves to just straight disconnect and keep it moving. You know, and these are the things that really create better for our lives. And you know, it's just like I was telling y'all in the last podcast, if you had a chance to watch that one or listen to that one, I'm sorry, I've been doing videos today plus doing podcasts as well, so I'm doing both, you know, teeter-tottering through it. But it was about the revelations of reality. And that's basically, you know, it coordinates and collabs with the same thing. You know, burn bridges. Some bridges need to be burned to make sure you don't cross them again. You know, and a lot of times we'll end up burning ourselves because we keep crossing those bridges. You know, you probably hear it a lot. You know, we hear that growing up. Like, certain bridges need to be burned. Certain things, make sure that they don't cross over and we don't cross over. You know, because it doesn't need our time. It doesn't need our attention. You know, it was a life lesson that, you know, really served a powerful purpose that we can truly appreciate it to move on. It's, you know, it's all about what we choose and how we choose to, you know, look at the things that goes on in our lives. You know, you're creating better. You're trying to broaden your horizons. You know, you're trying to hit up new heights. You're raising bars for yourself. You know, hopefully by this time when you have gone through things and you're really trying to create better for your life, you're going to get excitement of adding new, you know, progression into your life. You're adding a new thing that you're doing, like, hey, you know, I'm finally, you know, allowing myself to be out there to meet different people, because I've always was shy, or I, you know, I was very introverted, and it just made me shy or nervous just to open myself up to new things. And now you're opening yourself up to new things, and you're finding out more talents about yourself that you didn't know you had, or there's different passions that can later go ahead and do different things to really help you grow. And it's just like with these things, it can really show compassion on what we can really create in our lives. And, you know, going through these things can be very nurturing and very promising, but it's all about how you choose to relate to it. It's all about how you choose to grow with it. And just being able to understand, you know, wow, you know, these things, if I never crossed this bridge, I really wouldn't know, you know, where my zen was. I really wouldn't never know, you know, where my compassion was. I really wouldn't know where my strength was, my persistence. And when we are allowing ourselves to keep going through these things, you know, you never know, you know, how consistent you can really be. And when these things happen, there, you know, it's always trying to get you to move on to a new experience, just for you to find a hidden talent within yourself, be able to find a different section or a side within yourself that you're moving on towards a higher level that you never really knew about. And those are like, you know, it can be consistent blessings in disguise. And you're going through all these different things that can really, you know, strengthen you in unexpected ways. So it's just like, if universe is always constantly telling you, hey, you know, this is a bridge you need to burn, go ahead and do that. And you'll even certain times you'll get it where you're intuitive and your intuition is telling you, and this is that time where you need to really trust in that gut. You know, there is more that you need to explore. You know, there are certain vibrations of yourself that you need to no longer, you know, entertain or grow attachment to. Those are the things that you have to say, you know what, it was fun while it lasted. Let me allow myself to venture on and find something else. You know, this is, you know, it served its purpose and now it's time for me to go. It's, you know, time for me to close that door. Or, you know, this is just not serving me in, you know, in the direction I'm really trying to be. And it was fun while it lasted. And so when you're allowing yourself to know that, you know, you just really don't know what, you know, you're opening doors to hidden possibilities and unexpected possibilities as well. So I hope you were able to resonate with that. I know this is kind of short comparing to the other one I did, but, you know, it's like a universe. They'll allow you to know, hey, it needs to go a little bit further. You need to be opening up a little bit. And now it's more exploring on this. You know, it's just, I'm loving the new adventure I'm on. And, you know, and I'm hoping the best for everybody else. You know, you're loving the new adventure you're on. You're seeing yourself as being happy. You know, you're wanting things more into your life. So you're allowing yourself to be open to the universe and allowing things to work and flow within, you know, not resisting the change, but actually allowing yourself to flow with the current, you know, instead of swimming up it. You already know what that'll happen. You know, and that'll happen with that. You end up getting tired out. And that's something you really don't need to do. But you're closing doors on old ways and old days. Now you're opening new doors to hidden possibilities and unexpected possibilities, which is really nurturing towards your soul. And you truly need that. So it's just like, if you know you're trying to get towards a path you never expected, you just never know. Give yourself that chance. You know, you truly deserve that. You know, you're going towards better heights, and you know, you really need to know. You may love in the unexpected view that you get a chance to see. So I hope you're able to resonate with that. You know, I hope you have a blessed, safe weekend, being responsible at everything you do. You know, if you're ever on YouTube, please come check me out. I always leave my contact information in the description box below. Let me know you've been listening to my podcast. I hope you have a blessed one. Namaste. Whatever you're going through, stay consistent and be persistent about it. You never know, you know, even though there may be things where it's moving too slow, or it just seems like it never is going to happen for you. And just for that surprise, when you're staying consistent about you, it happens right when you least expect it. So keep moving, keep going. You never know when the universe and God is going to surprise you, because you truly deserve it. Much love to you. Namaste.